What was it, Jeff, was there a follow-up to that, to the Broncos or?
Well, you look around the league too, where
Right.
there's such a correlation between quarterbacks and successful young, so, but young ones that will get a guy like that, you know, we're saying it now with Ben and Antonio
Right.
Brown in Pittsburgh and, you know, Indy with Luck and T.Y. Hilton kind of having that similar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you got to give credit to both players. I mean, quarterback and receiver, it's part of the team game. Both of them got to be putting the work in, you know, together. And but when you play with a guy early, if you're fortunate to play with them for a number of years, you're going to improve, you know, through the years. And so, you know, my timing with Demaryius is, you know, in just 2.5 years together is a ton better than it was as a first year player. And so, you know, that's a credit to him and his work ethic as well. So I think, you know, I don't think you have to be a young player to have good continuity with a receiver. You know, I don't want to change your headline, but you know, I think it's about the work ethic.
Is this a gut check week for you guys, you think, and how do you think you'll respond?
And I think every week is, Mike, to tell you the truth. You know, it's a long football season. Every single week has its own challenges, and so, you know, I think any time you're coming off a loss, you know, your job is to study the next opponent and also study what you have to do to get better as a team. And so I think every week has got challenges, in my opinion. Well, it certainly, I think, you know, losing a football game, you know, the key is how you respond to it. I mean, I've seen teams, you know, lose games and they don't recover from it, you know, and for whatever reason, you know, it's hard to say. So, you know, I think we are focused on trying to respond and play better. Yeah, can it be a good thing? If you respond, you know, I mean, I think you'd like not to have to get slapped in the face to get refocused. I think you'd like to be focused every single week. But I think if it happens, it's about, you know, trying not to repeat it. You know, trying to improve, and you know that's what we're trying to do. Is trying to learn from it and you know, be better for it.
Guys, you have time for two more?
Hey, ask this in reference to Derek. Were there things you could help Eli with as an older brother who had gone through it that maybe Derek could get, or do you just got to go through it?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't. You probably have to ask Eli that. I'm not sure, you know, how much that you still have to be out there playing, facing the live action. I do think playing is the best way to learn. And you know, I can remember Eli saying he certainly learned when he started, 10 games that year. He learned a lot more in the 10 that he was playing, you know, than the 6 that he didn't play. So I still think, you know, you have to be in there to see just how fast these defenses are and just kind of what you can do and what you can't do. That's how I feel. And that was the best way for me to learn, you know, going in there playing and, you know, making some mistakes and same thing, learning, trying not to repeat them.
Justin Tuck signed with the Raiders. Is that something you asked Eli about, or you asked him going into the league just to pick his brain on anything Justin Tuck related he might have?
No, I can't say that. You know, he's I have not. I mean, Justin Tuck's a great player, and you know, certainly you signed him among other guys. You know, you saw their, you know, commitment to try to, you know, get some veterans on that defensive line to, you know, to go with, you know, some of the veterans you've had at the other positions, and he's playing well for him.
Thanks, guys.